Did you just compare the grinder outage to 9/11?
Eat that.
Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good.
Und gut für you.
Real for fun for everyone you're listening to, Al Orlando, the Humble Happy Hour, GayRadioShow.com, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday on 91.5 FM, WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, like I said, GayRadioShow.com, with links to basically everything, contest, games, videos, and with the free TuneIn Radio app. If you download TuneIn Radio, it's a free app, and on that app, you can search for WPRK and listen to the show anytime you want to. Sorry, I got a text message. People are going to show up. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 363, the first episode of February. Happy Groundhog's Day. Happy birthday to my older brother. And then going around the circle, cast and crew, Lady Barry Matthews.
How y'all doing?
Good to see you. Alex the Friend Turn is back.
It's a me, Marty.
One of the most talented men in Orlando, Rob Ward. He's on his way here. And then our other friend, he always feeds us. He's always very... I tell John, one of our biggest fans, I tell John that he can come and hang out and be in the show. He doesn't have to like... And he's like slaving over a hot stove, butt naked, just cooking cookies, making food to people. Thank you very much for the cookies, John.
You're welcome. Yeah. Manja, manja.
They are delicious.
No, they're pretty good. I like them very much so. And this is like a late... I'm trying to do 10 things at once again. I'm trying to like check the numbers on Logo Over Your Junk. We'll talk about that. Obviously, let me give you a heads up. For the rest of the month of February, one of the three things I'll talk about every week is the status of Logo Over Your Junk, where it's going, how it's doing. It's basically gay radio Christmas for me. Give the show a call, 407-646-2915. Or you can hit us up and see those pictures on Instagram at Gay Radio Show. You got to follow me, then you can see them, you can vote, or you can see them up on our Twitter page.
Twitter?
At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. Oh. And you can vote for and retweet your favorite. I'm sorry, I'm choking on a cookie.
Anyways, it's like the Summer Olympics for a radio show, so make it happen.
Yeah, it's good. It's this fun contest. I wanted to wait a little bit for Rob to get here so we could talk about it. I know that he's promoting Pepe Truth or Dare. So, you know, is anyone else excited about the O.J. Simpson television show, The People versus O.J. Simpson, coming on tonight on FX?
Extremely excited, to be honest.
Now do you remember when it was going on? You were still like, you learned about it after the fact. I don't think that you watched it in live time.
No, I don't think I did.
Because you're like 20.
Yeah.
So you were like still a sparkle in your father's eye when O.J. was driving the Bronco, yeah?
Pretty much.
Okay. And John?
Oh, you were
there.
Oh, I was right there. I was in the passenger seat of that Bronco, and I was waving.
And I was waiting.
Little known fact, John is actually, you know, Kato Kalin in the Witness Relocation Program. We're hiding him in plain sight so no one can find him.
And he makes really good cookies.
He does. He makes great cookies. But The People versus O.J. Simpson is coming on. And you know what? This was a defining moment in my life. I remember I was in, like, elementary school, and I would come home, and you're like, oh, court TV, gotta see what's going on. Watch the O.J. Simpson trial. Marsha Clark, Darden, Robert Shapiro, Judge Lance Ito, Asian. The first time I'd ever seen an Asian judge. It was like, crazy. It was like half the time I wanted him to jump over the bench and, like, ninja chop. You know, O.J.'s sitting there looking guilty as everything. And, you know, and I go back. I still have got old audio cassette tapes. This is how much of a radiophile I am. Mm-hmm. I still have old radio cassette tapes of all the shock jocks back in, like, the 90s playing, like, their parody O.J. Simpson prank phone calls or, like, the fake ad for, like, the First Bank of O.J. Simpson where they take a stab at your business, or the songs where they would make parody songs about, you know, the cell door's been flung wide. Like, O.J. Simpson parody songs about black or white. And I memorized all that crap. Like, I used to sing that garbage at the campfire at Boy Scout camp while it's going on. Like, this was a big part of my childhood.
You're a weird child.
Right? Like, he's had a lot of time to think about this.
I'm thinking about Power Rangers, and you're thinking about Johnny Cochran.
Oh, look, it's Lady Barry saying a Facebook status she already said in real life. No, we've already seen it.
Okay, we have to, like, draw a line in the sand. There's a certain number of people that won't know what we say, so we can't always call each other out when we say things. Because there's a limited number of interesting things that happens in a given day. If some of them happen to be on Facebook, deal with it. Because otherwise, we have nothing to talk about. So just, exactly. You know, don't hate on recycling Facebook statuses. You know what? You seem very pretentious today. Why are you acting so pretentious?
I really don't think I'm being that pretentious.
I think you're being very... He's so pretentious that he doesn't even care. But like, I'm so pretentious that I'm not even going to argue that I'm not being pretentious because that's just beneath me.
Pretty much.
See?
So, no more of that for you before, because you're like way too mellow. How many of those cookies have you had?
I mean, they're actually pretty, they're pretty excellent.
Which ones did you eat?
I've been eating the
ones. Don't eat those ones anymore.
What? It's not, there's no way, like, there's an active effect from them either.
Like, no, but the combined effect of, with the, you're like on the trifecta right now. You're not giving me the good.
I mean, no, I can, I'm going to be, like, riveting. I'm going to be, like, the one colored person that wins an Oscar today.
Don't going to be riveting, just be riveting.
All right, well, let the show happen. Say some stuff.
Leave me alone. I'm too pretentious to argue with you right now. I'm just. The one thing I thought was cool with when you know the show, someone coming on FX, the People versus O.J. Simpson. Did you know that there's a tie to the LGBT community? Take a stab at it. What do you think the loose tie?
It's a good pun.
I didn't do it, but if it did, no. Take a stab at the loose tie. You're probably never going to guess it. It has to do with transgender people.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
No. Even though Kim Kardashian was like a friend of Simpsons, and you know, but not Caitlyn Jenner.
Bruce Jenner was at the trial.
I bet he was. I'm pretty sure he was.
Wasn't her father a lawyer?
Who? Kardashian. Nicole Brown Simpson? Yeah. No, Kardashian?
Yeah. He was a lawyer for OJ. He worked for the firm.
He's being played by David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
For Friends in the new TV show. Anyway, so the story goes is that the big kind of history controversy was which helicopter pilot found and spotted the white Bronco that everybody watched, on television and then followed it, you know, going down, going through. And so with the white Bronco, there were two helicopter pilots that were always kind of like, well, I got there first, always arguing, saying that they felt they were there before the other one was. And their names were NBC Newser Dirk Vail and an award-winning former CBS pilot, CBS pilot Bob Torr. Here's the thing. Years later, they've now become really good friends. They've become besties. Why? Because Dirk Vail is now living as Dana Vail, and Bob Torr goes by Zoe Torr. They both
became transgender?
Both the rival helicopter pilots with the white Bronco became transgender women.
It was literally a life-changing event for them.
Yeah.
Oh, my land.
Yeah, and I remember we talked about it once before, but I thought it was worth bringing up again. It's one of those things you didn't know that now you know, and if you don't know, glory. I mean,
show that picture again.
Which one?
That one.
I mean, hey, so if you want to imagine what they look like.
That's Dana.
They look pretty butch trans.
That's Dirk. No, the one on the left looks more just like an average woman.
She looks like you're like a
girl. One on the left, this one here looks kind of pulled back. Who's that? That's
like lesbian Sharon Stone.
Zoe Torr.
That's like Martha.
That's like Sue Sylvester. What's her name?
Like how many times are they hanging out with each other and just go, hey, remember that time? That Bronco?
Yeah. Like how many times can you actually talk about that?
I don't know. I mean,
Dana, I am so sick and tired of talking about that. Can we talk about hair or something?
Every party we go to, you have to just slip that into the conversation. Yeah, I'm transgender. I also found the Bronco.
I'm gonna go be friends with Caitlyn.
We both saw OJ first, and Caitlyn gets all the glory of transgenderism.
Yeah, there you go. With the O.J. Simpson trial, you know, so those pilots were transgender. That's a fun little, you know, little fact you didn't know. Did you also know that when you buy I bought a new car yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bought a brand new 2015 little Nissan. What was going to look and then ended up like power negotiating good cop, bad cop with my mom at the dealership, which was fun.
Kind of helps that your dad had a gun.
We'll get into that. But anyway, I learned that when you buy a new car, always tell a new car dealership that you are that you might be an Uber driver, because some places give you a $1,000 discount if you tell them that you're going to sign up for Uber and you prove it, because they figure, well, hey, cool, you're going to be driving around and promoting our great vehicle. It's kind of like $1,000 off. I know they did it at Hyundai. Eh? They did
Hyundai.
That.
Hyundai.
So you could do that with your car. You really are mellow as hell today.
Oh my gosh, so every time I make fun of you, you're going to be like, you are so mellow.
No, like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to treat him like a pageant child. I'm going to give him like a pixie stick and a 5-hour energy before we go on the air.
Give you some go-go juice.
Like,
give you some
go-go juice. He gets a new car and all of a sudden I'm just a different person now.
Don't you know who I think I am? I'm DJ Justice. I drive a new 2015 car.
Cool. Welcome to the 2000s.
Yeah, it's a nice car. I like my car. But anyway, so when I was negotiating at the dealership, you know, good cop, bad cop with mom and dad decides to, you know, keep running over. My dad's an idiot. My dad's just like, he's bored. He doesn't want to deal with it. He's wearing his dad jeans hiked up to his nips. He's got like some like AOPA hat on for like the Association of Pilot Owners. I don't know what the hell he's wearing. So he's there and he's watching TV just bored. And so every time the salesman walks away to go like check the deal, you're really busting my shoes here. I got to go check this deal upstairs. Every time the guy, you know, walks away, my dad comes running back and my dad comes and he's like, hey, well, so this is what I just learned about the caucuses. And you think we'll get a better deal if I put on my Trump hat and talk about how much I love Donald Trump? So dad's, you know, trying to talk about his politics. He's threatening to pull out his gun that's in his pocket. One of the most talented men in Orlando, Rob Ward, is here. And talking about negotiating with my dad and my mom at the car dealership yesterday.
Come on, Trump.
And then dad's trying to, like, you know, come over and say, you know, try to should I tell the salesman that he's going to sell a car to his first gay person? Like, he's trying to get me like the gay boy discount, and mom doesn't find that entertaining at all. So dad's, you know, coming back over, and so I decided to flip the script, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna tell dad I'm gonna act really super gay.
Yeah, flip the script, bro.
I'm gonna flip the script. Mm-hmm. Act really super gay, and I was
trying to flipping that script.
Act really flamboyant while I'm negotiating for the sale of my new car. Like, yes, I want a new car. Dad's like,
oh my god, it has a horn.
I don't want that one. I want this one. My daddy said I can have whatever color car I want. My other daddy said I could drive the red one. Daddy.
Daddy, I want a pink Cadillac.
Mm. Does it have a radio that only plays Gaga?
Hi, how are you, man?
I'm good. These are really good cookies.
I know they are. They're really great cookies. They're amazing. Don't forget to check out Pepe's Truth or Dare this Friday night. Did you find all your contestants, or do you still need to ask Alex, like, on the air?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm saving Alex.
So Pepe's Truth or Dare is going to be Friday night, and I haven't got my tickets yet. I'll do that. I'll probably finagle my way in, but it's, you know, a great little...
I'm just saying, for 24 hours, they might be buy one, get one free
online. Oh, my gosh.
Someone should take me on a date. Because I'm telling security to look out for you, because I know you'll try to weasel in now.
I've been pretty good about paying lately. You know, kidding. I mean, I bought a brand new car yesterday, so obviously I'm flush with cash. I'm financing my own gay radio show. I bought a 2015 Nissan Versa.
Didn't even know what it was.
So gay.
So gay. You might as well have gotten a RAV4, bro. So,
you just got...
He just said, bro.
2015 top verse.
Top verse. Is it mask, bro?
Totes mask, bro. I asked for the totes mask special. It was great. No, it was good. That's like my first real adult purchase, I think. I've never bought a new car before. I've always only ever driven a car that's like 20 years old. The Buick, the Oldsmobile, the other Buick.
Are you like 50? It was about time.
Yeah.
I'm not 50.
I know. Like your car was.
You're basically in gay years.
But mom and dad came over. I'm not good when mom and dad show up unexpected. And by unexpected, I mean I knew they were coming Monday morning to help me out with this.
That would be the opposite of unexpected.
But I'm just not ready. I'm not awake at all. You know, so I got 2 hours of sleep. My buddy and his boyfriend are sleeping on the pullout couch downstairs. They're evidently naked. Mom and dad are like banging on the front door that they're there. And I get a call from my buddy saying, hey, someone's at your front door. So we're like, really quickly, I have to like in 5 seconds, clean the apartment, hide incriminating evidence, let mom and dad come in.
Did you know your parents were coming on Monday?
I did.
So why throw a Studio 54 party in your house on Sunday night?
Well, my buddy Michael and his boyfriend Anthony, they're former contestants actually in the Logo Over Your Junk contest, and they were up visiting for a couple days. I'm not going to tell them how to sleep. You know, they were sleeping on the downstairs couch.
I hear a lot of stupid on your part.
Right?
Well, my parents are coming over in the morning, so let's put paraphernalia all over. Why don't you boys just have a little naked party?
Well, it's not that it was all over.
Don't worry, my parents are just Republican people who are just suddenly getting almost comfortable with my sexuality. But let's make sure we have a bunch of dead, half-dead gay people in the living room when they get here so that they don't think less of our community.
It gets better.
Nail polish remover.
It gets better. After going to Parliament House on Sunday night, I had someone come over to hang out for a little bit. So then after that was done and we were done hanging out, I decided to go hang out with another friend. So I drove like 20 minutes away. So we were playing beer pong at like 5:30 a.m. on Monday morning.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm trying to like deal with his drunk straight friends to, you know, like get some time with the dude. And then I went back home at like 7:30 a.m. and thought, I can sleep from 7:30 to 10 and get up before they get here.
There is no sympathy for you trying to live like you're
right,
P. Diddy.
That's all I got. That's as updated as my references.
You have a problem.
Whatever what you think you are, some kind of wild P. Diddy.
I was thinking of Kesha, like, wake up
and
in the morning.
And somewhere in this time, didn't Irma Travada come out of you?
Right? Did you just say Irma Travada?
Irma Travada?
Irma. That's going to be my drag name.
No, that's Irma his Truvada. Drag name. Yeah.
No, my drag name is going to be Ivana Truvada.
Oh, well, cool.
That'd be funny if you had said it.
Cool. I love when Rob comes.
I do love when Rob.
Because you turn red and he puts you in your place.
I do not. Put in your place. Rob's funny.
I mean, his place is in charge. So I guess there's that. But I'm just the only one who can mess with him and make him, like, get stressed about it.
I don't get stressed about it. I'm trying to stay focused.
You get a little stressed about it.
No, I get stressed because I'm trying to stay focused.
You must focus.
You can't.
Focus, you must. You know what helps with that is throw a wild party and have some naked boys in the living room in the morning. It helps the focus.
It's a great move. I'm really proud of the decisions I've been making. Anyway, so Rob, you're the only one I think. John's familiar with it. I don't believe Lady Barry or Alex. We're on the show in the previous versions of our Gay Christmas Radio Little Contest. So let's do the three things I learned this week.
I know, but I can hear how loud it is.
All right, kicking off now. Yesterday was the Iowa caucus, but more important
than that, the
most
on radio.
The most important thing you're going to be voting for this year in 2016 is Sologica, the 6th annual Out Loud Orlando logo over your junk contest, where you can win $300 cash, $300 cold hard cash. It's our 6th year doing it, and you know, I'm every year
it
we
went up this year. It wasn't $300 before, was it?
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was like $20.
The stakes are high
on Facebook or something.
It was like 100, it was like 250. Here, I was like,
you win $75 and a free ride to 7-Eleven next time you want like a Mountain Dew at 3
and a bananas gift certificate.
And all you have to do is send Justice naked pictures.
That's not
sure
what it is. No, that's not what the contest is.
Right? That's what it seems like.
You are ruining the integrity of our contest.
No, I'm ruining the ability of you getting nudes.
That's not what it is at all. That's not what it is at all, Rob. Screw you. It's never been that. You go to gayradioshow.com, you right click save the logo, and you can put the logo over your picture, and you submit that to make a Facebook appropriate picture. Now, I do say,
I'm excited for it. I love the logo over here.
Now,
logo.
I do say I do. This. I do say, if you are not technically savvy,
I do say, sir,
or if you do not care, you can just send one of us the pictures, and we'll
or
do
if
it.
You don't have Photoshop or anything like that.
I mean, you could do it,
but you could just have a nude photo.
No, you'd be surprised at how many people go, listen, I want to enter. I don't want.
How many people don't know how to do that? I'm like,
they literally go, that it's too much trouble for me to put your logo. Just, I'm going to send you my nudes and you pick one that you like.
I mean, I don't
they send you multiple choices?
Oh, God. I have to sift through. It's a labor of love, Lady Barry.
Okay.
I'm really working hard.
You have a problem. Such a travesty.
No, Justice is dedicated to the art. And the integrity of the contest. So he will look at several nudes from one person.
Grueling.
That is it. You're making, Rob, you're making
slaving.
The integrity of the contest. No nudes have ever been leaked. No one is obligated. No one is obligated to send those pictures. And I do delete the originals.
I will say, in defense, I even one time was like, okay, show me the logo.
No, they're not there.
I was like, no. He wouldn't do it. And Justice will show me anyone's nudes, but not when it comes to the contest.
Because I want the contest, because otherwise it would have never lasted.
Not that I like looking at naked people, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, very nice. Good job. And every year, as it rolls around, I'm kind of like, oh, this is stupid. Nobody wants to see this crap again. And then the floodgates open, and the first batch of entries, they come in here. And so with this is a record number, 6 entries on the very first day with maximum votes. We're going to talk about the contestants. You can vote for your favorite. And here's the way the game works.
And one of them's already working hard. Like, I got messages on Facebook, like my
photo. He messaged you directly? Tell me which one when we go through the photos. Yeah. So with the contest, then you can go to Instagram or Twitter.
Twitter.
See, look at him. He doesn't even care today.
Oh my gosh, stop. Like, just do your radio show. I'm going to be the personality you need me to be. I'm going to be the Whitney Houston in that movie that Whitney Houston was in. So speak, sir.
Okay. And then
was that the preacher's wife? Which movie that Whitney Houston was in?
So once you go to Instagram or Twitter or Facebook and you like the official photo, so you'll see the photo, it'll say gayradioshow.com, you'll see the background with, you know, our little logo in it, and whoever gets the most likes, the cumulative, you add them all together, the cumulative likes by the end of February, on March 1st we'll announce the winner, and did
Oh, The Bodyguard. That's the movie.
Oh my god.
Delayed reaction.
What were you doing before you got here?
I know, it's not happening
again. Can you tell?
I'm going to make a wild guess.
Can I talk about the contest? Like, this is the one thing I get excited about
a year. Wait, there's a contest?
Shut up. Leave it alone, Rob.
What's going on?
All right, so
to Houston in that movie, I can't hear you talk.
Right now, we have one clear front runner. We have, let's see, he has, let's see, this guy has 25 votes. This guy has 24 votes. This is just from Facebook, though. I haven't tabulated. Yeah, the number one guy in the leader now has 41. So going through them, contestant number one, this is Jay. Jay submitted his photo way back in November because he thought that's when we were going to do it, because he was just like, hey, I got my photo ready. He's like, hold off, bro. We postponed the contest because, you know, going to South America. And so
this
he's,
one is like a fine wine. It's been waiting.
It's been marinating.
So he's there rocking. He sent in like 20 photos, and I had to pick and choose which one it was, you know, was the best. He had photos of him like standing there like fully full of attention in the snow. He's from Delaware, so we got people from Delaware entering the contest. He's doing pretty well.
Spread eagle is the way to go
to balance himself. Well, he's balancing on that fence. I wonder.
John, sit over there and don't talk for 5 minutes.
The cookies are delicious, John.
Our third contestant. Now, this is a friend of mine, and I made sure I, you know, got the permission. This is Regina Coco. Regina Coco is representing, and I knew that she liked to do drag and did not know she was kind of taking further steps to progress. And so we've got our transgender contestant. She is transitioning into a woman.
Yay,
I said,
affirmative action.
I said, do you care? Well, and the thing is, the complaint we always get is, oh, okay, skinny twinks. This is so stereotypical.
Like the Oscars of the logo.
No, we happily accept daddies on this.
It
contest.
Really is. It's open. Every year we get people of all shapes and sizes and creeds. And I like that because the radio show is supposed to be for real, for fun, for everyone.
Just a disclaimer, Creed does not submit to the contest. You won't have to see Creed.
Scott Stapp is not welcome here.
Oh, I thought you were making a reference to the Sylvester Stallone boxing movie called Creed.
Oh, God.
But you didn't get my Drake reference last week.
Josh and Drake.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, this next photo, entry number 4, this makes me
put
very
your
happy.
Logo over my jump.
Because people are actually putting some thought into their photos. People are getting together for like photo shoots. And so this guy went artistic. And so it's like a backlit photo shoot with like a single lonely red balloon.
Okay, but too bad.
And then like creepy clown makeup.
He's the guy who does the fetish nights.
His name is Sumner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sumner.
I don't know why my microphone keeps lagging here. So if you see me like wave, it's because I have to restart the podcast microphone. Something keeps lagging on it, and I don't want to cut out the audio. But anyway, right now, after one day of voting, he's at 41 votes just on the Facebook album alone. Oh, so he's doing
cool
very well.
That he submitted, but I was just like, all right, but if you know him.
This isn't that a character.
What he does. This is just his thing.
Well, but you
sometimes he sits around in clown makeup with a red balloon. Puts a logo
with
over
a smoke machine.
This is actually just, you know, like video footage of what he was doing yesterday, and
yeah,
he happened
just
to slap the logo on his junk.
Mm-hmm.
He has a pillow with our logo, and he just sometimes walks around naked with it.
Who doesn't?
There you go. Contestant number 5, a dude named Michael via Maryland, via Orlando. Now, someone said, I might have to check the rules. Someone goes, is that the same picture he submitted last year? If it is, I might need to request a new one. I don't think you should be submitting the same picture.
I mean, he's the
we
same
want
person.
New nudes.
Well,
new nudes only.
It does look familiar. I don't know if I've seen it on your logo of the junk contest or on like Craigslist or something, but I've seen it before.
And then with a whopping one vote, our entry that just got uploaded today, this kid named Tyler, who is a dark-skinned fella with a bow tie.
Did you just say dark-skinned fella?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so logo over your junk is going on. Now, Alex, did you want to submit a photo, or did you have, because you said you wanted to be a part of a shoot, or?
Yeah, I want to be a part of a photo, but not naked in it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's why the logo's there.
That's what logo does.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be naked in the picture. I just want to be a prop in the picture.
Like, are you going to wear a bear suit? Like, what?
Well, no, I'll be in cute underwear, to be honest. But I mean, I have an entire concept prepared, which I don't want to.
What would Whitney do in the bodyguard?
Then that's exactly.
I think you should stage your photo and then do a representation of like mimicking the bodyguard movie with Kevin Costner.
Can be Kevin Costner who's holding you up,
and Whitney Houston is holding the samurai sword about to like drop a tissue paper on it.
All right, so all that's missing is a white daddy. So hit me up on that Facebook.
Hey, white daddies.
Hey, white daddies.
Hit me on that Facebook.
Now, get your photos.
You could be my Kevin Costner.
You can enter throughout the entire month, but it has been proven in the past that the longer your photo is up, the more chances people will have to vote for it, and so that's for $300 cash money.
That's simple math.
Well, it's simple math, but and as it gets going, more people join. It's going to be a lot of fun. And did you hear about the twist I threw in it this year? The reason, did you hear? Yeah. You were here last week. You heard what the twist was.
I don't remember yesterday, so...
She dies at the end.
Well, the twist is, in order to get, you know, the members of the show excited about the contest.
Yay!
It's going to be Rob.
Yay!
And then Alex. And then Lady Barry Matthews. And then, who else is on the show?
Eric?
And then Craig.
Eric.
And then Eric the actor. Okay. The actor. And myself as well. We each get to choose a champion. We each get to choose a champion. Now, it could be someone that you talk into entering the contest and submitting a photo for Logo of Your Junk. Or it could be, you know what, I really like that photo that was submitted and it's first come, first serve. So one of you could pick Sumner as your champion, and that's going to be who you root for. You want to try and get that person votes. And between the five of us or the six of us in this internal competition, whichever one of us has the highest vote getter, they get $100 too.
Bonus.
So if you want your little person to win, or if you have someone
a little person,
yeah, if you there is they like me now. The gay midget in
they like me now. You're no better than Trump at this
midgets,
point.
The gadgets.
Well, yeah, at one point, 50% of the gay midgets in Orlando or in Florida just couldn't stand me. But then one of them died, and the other one turned around and decided he liked me because he didn't.
Come on, gadgets.
That got dark.
You know the gay midget.
Oh, yeah.
Gidget.
Yeah.
She just shows.
Wait, that's my friend though. So
get him to submit.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wait, what do you mean that one? You've known me for a minute. How do you know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, well, there's not
How
very
many. How many gay little people are there? And one's dead, and the other one's just there.
Oh,
are
my
we
God.
Supposed to be Can four for a minute action? Like,
Collective yeah. song.
I love how I'm offering to give you guys money, and no one could care less.
I'm gonna raise hell.
Do you have a champion, but, or do you have some? Are you gonna pick a photo, Lady Barry? Are you gonna try and?
No,
get
I
some,
have somebody. I'm gonna get to submit.
You're gonna get someone to submit. Rob, I saw you post a comment. I think you're going the go-go dancer route.
Ignored me.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he did.
So should I?
Did you ask him directly?
Lady Barry, will you take a picture? And I'm gonna champion you.
I'm yes. going recruiting this done. Weekend.
I know who should be done.
Who?
The cast of.
Game Grease Live?
Of a new boy, naked boy singing.
I already texted Josh about that. That'd be great cross promotion. I told Josh Roth from the show that if he got the cast of Naked Boy Singing
the
to enter the contest.
The cast of Naked Boy Singing? You mean the ones who are doing an appearance on Truth or Dare with Pepe this Friday night?
You know what?
Oh, that was so smooth!
Yeah,
if they put our logo over their junk, we can talk about their show a little bit. It'll be a great time, so it's all good. So I'm excited about it. We have our logo over the junk contest, and all is well with...
There's a logo over my junk right now.
There is. Now, keep in mind, it has to be the new logo. This is the first year we're using the new logo, because we, you know, it's no longer the Out Loud Orlando logo. It's the new Gay Radio Show.com logo.
Oh, so that's how we'll know if you're using an old picture.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, why don't you guys breaking new ground?
There you go. Well, you know, it's fun. It gets people talking about the show. It makes people pissed. People usually have an opinion about it. They either think it's fun and it's cool and they like it, or they want to come at it, bro, and they want to attack it and, you know, talk about what they'd like.
My
or don't.
Haters make me famous.
Very nice, good job. We're gonna learn from Rob and Alex. You were not here last week. We're still trying to define what Lady Barry's bit is going to be. What it is turned into,
well,
at least
can
for
it be Lady Barry's undefined bits.
What it's
she's a different thing every.
You've
week.
Just defined. You just described her entire drag
Ladies
career.
And gentlemen, it's Lady Barry's undefined.
How is that even
is
mean
it a
at all?
In here?
How
she
is
just got red.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
So Lady Barry, it's going to be learning with Lady Barry. And we're just going to, we just throw out random things that Lady
like
Barry has to learn about and talk about next week. So last week we said, Lady Barry, this week you're going to talk to us for a few minutes about emus.
Yes, emus.
Oh my gosh, emus. They're like the dodo bird of our generation.
God,
oh.
Somebody kill him.
I thought you meant the people who go to Ibar and are sad.
Same thing.
Okay. All so right. you, here, let's
Oh, funky. Yeah.
It's time for Learning with Lady Barry. Today's subject matter, emus.
The emu is the largest bird. Excuse me, the second largest. I did not do much research. it is the Lady second largest. You know what?
The emu is a bird.
The emu is a big bird that does not fly. All right, so it is the second.
Emu is a big bird that does not fly.
Yes. My new album is coming out next week about emus.
You're dragging it.
They are indigenous to Australia. Yes. A couple of interesting facts that I learned about emus is that in 1932, there was something called an emu war in Australia.
Between the ostriches?
Between emus and people.
Oh. And in 1932?
In 1932, and the emus actually won the war.
Those are scary.
What caused the war?
Okay, so there was a drought in Australia, and the emus migrated to farming land, and they were eating all, like, the food and drinking all the water. And so the people brought machine guns.
Whoa, that seems a little drastic.
The settlers brought machine guns to get them away.
They had machine guns in 32?
Yeah. It's 1932. I didn't say 1832 or
1800. World War I had already happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Learn your history. And
emus, it's Australia. I'm assuming they're a bit behind the ball.
The emus have lasers attached to their eyes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so who had the war? I mean, obviously humans are back in.
I just know that they won. All I know, it said that they have strong legs. Apparently they either ran or kicked them. I don't know.
There's no more humans in Australia.
Imagine if a giant bird was running at you. Like, how scared you would feel.
Another interesting fact very scary. Is that emus mate in May and June.
That's my birthday.
Only May and June.
Only May and June.
It's like Gemini. My life.
Yeah.
Oh. Gay days.
Like gay days. Exactly. That's where I was going with that. That's actually real. And there's something else I wanted to say, but I can't say it on the radio.
Okay, we'll take it out of the closet. What did you learn about emus?
I learned that their urethra is in the back of their penis.
How does that work?
I don't know how that works.
We're back on the air, so.
You can say that on the air. That's all clinical.
I just don't like those. I didn't know what it was going to be, so I just better safe than sorry. Okay. Now, how did you feel learning about the emus? Were you anything you learned that surprised you, or anything that you didn't expect to learn?
The only thing that surprised me about it was I almost got in an accident because I was learning about them on the drive on the way here.
Okay. No, Lady Barry, no.
I was on the turnpike, and I
was putting you back on the bus.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't research emus while driving.
I did learn that they are on the least concerned endangered list.
Obviously, they won a war.
I mean, they're like, we're not too concerned about
them. Oh, they can hold their own. They can hold their own.
I'm getting lightheaded from that, like, breath right there. I'm feeling really good right now.
You can't.
I have all kinds of great vibes just coming and going. I feel amazing.
But emus are amazing. Oh, and I would like to credit
this. Was
this
place an opium den before I arrived? Yes. Like, why is everybody like, hey, man, we're doing radio. So good. Emus, man, in the car. I look him up while I drive.
Alex said that three stems wouldn't be too much.
Gross.
Stop.
And I would like to credit the Perth Mint Australia coin collector blog for my facts today.
Oh, Perth. That's like the capital. The St. Cloud of Australia.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, I gotta say, it's starting over again. Oh, I gotta say, I'm a fan of Learning with Lady Barry, so now, you know what, Rob, let's just pick a topic. We have to give her a topic now for next week. What should Lady Barry teach us about next week? It doesn't have to be an animal. It can be anything that Lady Barry can teach us about that we think would be...
Make sure it's not too complicated because I don't want to get in an accident.
Yeah, let's see,
what can she find the information of on her ride here while she's driving on the turnpike?
The process of how they make...
The history of the turnpike.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh.
Let's hear about the turnpike. How many people have died to give us the Florida turnpike?
I mean,
while researching.
It's not the Great Wall of China. There's not people buried
in
it.
I mean, it is Florida's Great Wall of China. Don't get it twisted.
You could see it from space. That's the Florida, the Ronald Reagan Turnpike in Florida.
All right, so the Florida Turnpike next week.
Yes.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, amazing.
Lady Barry's undefined bits.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's go on and
can
do a...
Can we change my music now?
What would you like it to... Should it be like intellectual music or...
What's that?
What's that, like the school?
Baroque music?
Okay, wait, I think you just went Indiana Jones.
Dun, 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 dun. That's what I heard.
She wants Baroque music, that harpsichord kind of stuff.
What about, like,
yes, please, Darth Vader's theme music.
What about the music they play at graduation?
Okay, yeah, that's good.
The graduation music will get, like...
What about, you used to call me...
Shut up. That's what we call a callback. That's what we call a callback joke. All right, Alex. Oh, crap. You know, Alex, what's your new...
Is that the name of his bit?
Oh, crap. With Alex.
Alex, what's your news music, man? Like, I don't have anything good for you.
Are you the show producer?
You see what happens when I pick stuff they don't like. All they do is bitch and complain about it.
Yeah. In a minute. All right, are we ready for me to say the news?
What kind of music do you want playing? Let's just do your news.
You know I like that bohemian kind of stuff.
Something that hippies would listen to.
Like,
something you never heard before.
Play some Wonderwall, man. Play some Wonderwall. I'm just kidding.
Something that somebody with a nose ring and a poncho would listen to.
It's cute.
When are you going to move from the nose piercing to the septum piercing? Because Lady Berry hates those.
I really do hate them.
I'm not.
Who wants to look like a bull?
Right?
Not me.
That's literally exactly what I think.
Mocha Andrews, and she smells like cats.
Meow.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Because you are a cat.
Dude,
read some news.
Okay, so here we go. As the ban on amyl nitrate, aka poppers, continues to dominate the British news cycle, one homophobic journalist has decided to insert his opinion into the matter, even though nobody asked him for it. Rod Little, associate editor of The Spectator, just penned an op-ed claiming that poppers and lube are God's way of telling you that gay sex is unnatural and perverse. Because, as we all know, personal lubricant is used exclusively by gay men. Little's op-ed is titled, "Do We Really Have to Hear About All About Crispin Blunt's Sex Life?" referencing a statement the conservative lawmaker made against his colleagues in the House of Commons
last week. We played it last week, and the whole debate, Britain's evidently reel up in arms over poppers being banned, and so they have members of Parliament like, I've got to come out here and official record here, I'm a popper user, I'd be affected by this.
Okay, but clearly, all of this is just drummed up by a guy who's bitter that he's gone his whole life by being named Little Rod.
Yeah.
Like, that's his name, Rod Little. If you put it backwards, Little, comma, Rod.
So he's basically saying...
He's mad at the gays because they were clever.
He's basically saying that because lube and poppers are not natural to the act of boom, snap, clapping, that therefore the act itself is unnatural.
Okay, does that mean women who go through menopause, like, are now unnatural?
No, if you are going through your time of the month, according to the Bible, you are supposed to go and hide in the woods for 8 days and not touch anyone and burn all your clothes. And if you talk to anyone, we can stone you to death.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could do that. So don't do that.
Yeah. Bringing it back old school testament.
Especially when I'm on a period.
All right, what else?
Okay, so after fans expressed anger on Twitter that Donald Trump has been co-opting Adele's hits as warm-up music for his rallies, the pop diva has told the presidential candidate in no uncertain terms that he does not, in fact, have permission to use any of her work. Trump has been fond of playing Rolling in the Deep to rile up members of the crowd at campaign events, as that "We could have had it all" refrain seems to really send proliferous shivers hither and yon and utterly goose his ardent followers.
Who wrote this article?
That's what I was just wondering. Somebody had a thesaurus next to them as they put this together.
It's like a poet wrote that article.
Adele actually wrote it herself.
It's her new single.
Surprise, surprise. Wes Mills has joined the Logo of Your Junk contest for like his third year in a row.
What? That's so unlike him to be naked.
I know, right?
He said he was going to.
I think I took that picture when we went to the nude beach.
Wait, I want
to
see.
He was doing gymnastics on this log.
That's normal.
It's like Karate Kid stance.
Can I have my phone back, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
You never hand your iPhone to people when the Pictures app is
open. It's an Android.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then you're fine.
So basically,
I ain't got no shame in my game. Yeah.
So basically, Adele just says, "No, you cannot use my song because I sing about myself, I write about myself, and not you, Donald Trump."
And now the baby's out of my oven.
British.
Alright, so I'm going to say the next story now.
Yeah.
Grindr experienced a major outage.
This is literally the tragedy of our lives.
Pretty much. This has been the tsunami of
this. This was worse than 9/11, bro.
Did you see my Facebook
post? Did you just compare the Grindr outage to 9/11?
Dude, I lost a lot of good information. Let me just say this. Leave it to me to think that Grindr's all acting screwy, so I uninstalled it, and only then does Alex go, "Hey, is your Grindr messing up too?" And then I realize it's all been shut down after I've deleted like a year's worth of like messages I had picked. I had, like, cross-referenced games. I had favorited, like, triangulating their location. Like, I was pissed off that I uninstalled my Grindr.
Wow.
I'm not very happy about it.
Oh, that was a passion.
I mean, addiction. I just like the collection of nudes I have on Grindr.
The passion of this nut.
Yeah.
Right. So yes, some of the app's users reported a total shutdown on Saturday. An error message showed.
Hold on. I'm yelling at the article. How could some of the users report a total system shutdown? Wouldn't all of the users be aware if it's a total system shutdown?
Yeah, but it couldn't be all. Like, not everybody got on that day.
Well, then we need to. Then we need to rally. We need to make a noise. This is like Stonewall all over again. If we don't, if we do not unite our voices, this is going to keep happening, and the gay community is going to be thrust back to the dark ages. This is worse than when the Black Plague hit Europe, dude.
I mean, God forbid you can't get your back alley dirty hookup.
I mean, it's not like the first time Grindr's been, like, unreliable. I think, to me, out of all of the gay apps, like, Grindr could be some of the most unreliable sometimes.
You sound so John Lennon.
It's crap like this, which is why people say America has lost its way.
Right.
We need Trump to come. If I am elected to the presidency, Grindr will never go down.
I'm going
to
put our best people on it. I'm gonna. If you're on another app, you're a loser.
If you're me, you don't need Grindr. People like me. The gays love me. I don't want them to marry, but I'll give them the Grindr.
Let me take a selfie. Has he said he's against gay marriage?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's actually said that he's going to elect the new Supreme Court justices to overturn.
He'll make appointments to the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Right.
And then he's gonna build a wall. Like, and he's going to have the gay people
the Great
on one
Wall
side
of America
and the straight people on the other.
That's the turnpike.
I don't want to look.
The Ronald Reagan.
With all the dead gay people underneath
it. All the gay people who built the turnpike.
And you can see it from space.
We need to make a day of remembrance, and there should be a national monument.
For the gays who built the turnpike.
A whole bunch of gays in bronze doing poppers.
How else can we go from Orlando to Tampa to South Beach?
All right, well, I'm going to say more news now. Fans of the drag icon Divine have called for a monument to be erected in memory of actor and drag icon Divine. Divine, born Harris Glenn Milstead, was an early drag superstar and John Waters collaborator, appearing in a number of films including Hairspray, Female Trouble, and Pink Flamingos. A number of documentaries have chronicled Divine's life, including Divine Trash, Divine Waters, and 2013 take I Am Divine. According to Baltimore Sun, a number of Divine fans are looking to put a monument to the famous resident on Tyson Street, where a famous scene, poo-eating scene in Pink Flamingos, was filmed. Michael Makarevich, owner of the nearby Hampton Junk Store, is appealing to the Baltimore's Public Art Commission to call for an 8-foot monument to Divine. He said, "There will be pilgrimages to see this, I think. We think there will be an international fan base." The proposed 8-foot monument would be made up from marble and concrete monument, featuring a mural of Divine in full drag makeup atop a series of steps in Baltimore. The proposal will include a small bronze representation of the doggy, Do, according to the newspaper. The monument is estimated to cost...
Everyone is on their phone right now.
Well, this story's been going for about 45 minutes. Did you highlight everything?
So how's everyone's Grindr doing?
It's down! Panic!
It's down, damn it!
Well, that was the news.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Other stuff that happened this week, they've announced the season 8 queens for RuPaul's Drag Race. Woo-hoo, it's a huge, big thing. We'll once again have something to do on our Mondays when RuPaul's Drag Race debuts on March 7th.
Thank the Lord.
It's the generation's so American boring. Idol.
It is. It's a great show. I love it. It's good. We'll watch it. We'll see which queens. I told you, I've said this before. I've gotten to the point where I don't interview every queen that's been on Drag Race, because just because you're on Drag Race doesn't mean you're a good radio interview, but we usually end up finding a couple stars that, you know, are entertaining.
Because there's also a good handful of them that we all forget ever existed.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Magnolia Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca Glasgow.
Pork Chop.
She's a bad.
She's actually really funny. Well.
She's awesome.
Hey, Pork Chop.
It's just fun to always just bring her up.
Yeah. So, but that's going on there. And then, speaking of drag makeup, I had pictures of me up this week. Did you see the pictures of me in drag makeup?
Mm-hmm. Is that what that was called?
What would you call it?
It's that battery.
You would make up on your face.
I didn't do it.
Did I mean, it shave? Looked good, but he didn't shave. That's
I'm not going to shave. Oh, my ex was hanging out, and the ex was hanging out for Retro Boyfriend Adventure Weekend. Gotcha. And, you know.
God. When are those going to end?
Well, he's moving. But you know what? It was a neat, I'll be honest. Ball. You know, I experience things at, I guess, a different time frame than other people. I mean, the speed of my life is not, you know,
right,
in sync with other people.
You're 19 in gay world now.
Kind, and I'm kind of like a 25-ish. I'm thinking like 25 in gay years, 24, 25.
It's only like 3 or 4 years.
I started watching Queer as Folk.
How long ago did you come out?
Like 7, 6 years ago.
Okay, yeah, you might be.
Did you make a YouTube video like that little Drake kid? No. Can you please do one? And have I'm coming out as
your mom put you in a newspaper?
No.
Oh, can I bring out a newspaper ad?
Yes.
About you coming out?
Yes.
Okay.
Only in Texas.
Yeah, in Houston.
Houston, Texas.
I'm gonna do mine in like Washington, D.C.
Rob's always there for perfect timing. So I hung out with an ex. This is the first ex, honestly and truly, I think, that I've remained friends
this
with.
This is the first one you haven't been an awful human being to after you guys broke up.
No, right? we hung out and it was good, but it was weird. It was the first time I've had that dynamic of, yo, it's fun. There's a reason we dated. There was a reason to laugh and have fun. And yes, you can do my drag makeup. And you know, and when it comes to like boom, snap, clap in it, like, yeah, that was a part of it. But then we both kind of mutually agreed and said, yeah, that part is doesn't feel right anymore because we're not together. And I was like, you know what? The mature thing is that just because we're here doesn't mean we have to do those things. And I'm just glad that you are here. And so it ended up being a pretty enjoyable experience. So I guess it is possible to remain friends with an ex and to have it be platonic.
Yay, learning things.
Even if you hang out wholesome, naked, you can.
Wholehearted. Yeah.
But you also learn when you're not right for someone because you would just like... If we dated each other, we would just lay here all day long doing nothing but just like eating pizza and laughing at each other and not accomplishing anything and holding each other back and you know all kinds of just like not really being productive members of society at all.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome.
What a travesty.
Yeah, I'm trying to get.
I want to lay in bed and eat pizza all day.
Well, you've been working out. I've been seeing Rob check in all the time at 24 Hour Fitness. He's getting his body in check, and it's
with
hard.
That cool guy in the picture
with that one guy.
Oh, you took a picture with someone else?
No, just every time I check in. On Swarm, and on Swarm, it just kind of attaches people's pictures to the location. So every time I check in, this random dude's like gym selfie pops up, but I didn't take it down. So every time I check in on Facebook, it's always.
Do you know this guy?
No, I have no idea. Need permission? It's just this random, like, kind of douchey looking dude just taking a picture in the mirror.
Can we track him down and interview him?
I keep hoping to see him because it's not like it's a huge gym. I'm like, I have to run into him at some point in time. I want to meet that guy and be like, you're famous on my Facebook.
Have you found it hard to get excited about, because some guys are just, yo, health, fitness, working out, ooh, and that's great, and that's their motivation. I'm not in that mindset where I'm like, I have to go work out today and go to boot camp. I'm like, all right, I gotta go, I gotta get my clothes, I'll go, I'll do it, I'll go, and when I'm there, I'll be excited, but then I'm gonna be pissed off because I gotta eat something healthier, that I didn't eat enough oatmeal before I went for a complex carbohydrate.
That's the thing that drives me nuts.
I can't turn the switch on to be excited about the whole fitness thing, like some people.
I feel that, me either.
When I'm in it, I get there. Like,
yes.
I kind of get into that place where it's like, I'm excited to go to the gym because I actually feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But then some days, like, I have it on my thing. I'm like, I have to go to the gym today, and I will find every single reason not to. Like, I'll be like, oh, I need to go. Oh, but you know that there's a rain cloud outside, and I wear shorts when I go to the gym. I don't want to catch a cold. It's cold and flu season. So maybe I can put it off for another. And then eventually I have to, like, force my Rob, get in your car, drive the 3 blocks you live from the gym,
right.
Which, of course, I drive to the gym, which is stupid. But I'm like, drive the 3 or 4 blocks it takes to get to your gym and go.
That's why I've been doing the boot camp style of workout. So when I go there, it's an hour. From start to finish, an hour. I don't have to think. I just have to do.
Yes. On microphone.
It's not really. If you're intentionally slacking in like the group of 20 or 25, he'll be like, DJ, pick it up. Like if you are going out of your way to not do it.
That's where they would lose me is I'm so like, I don't know, just something still from childhood. If they're like, come on, I'd be like, excuse me. I paid good money to be here. I will not have you yelling at me, sir.
Well, it doesn't help that the guy that owns the boot camp gym is friends with me on Facebook. So, you know, the days I don't go, he's like, boot camp, cough, cough, like messaging me. Or he'll see the picture of me in drag makeup when I didn't go to the gym on Friday. And so he's like, oh, okay, glad you had time to do drag makeup. Why weren't you at the gym? And I'm like, okay, now you're
this
shaming
man
me.
Would be so blocked, so bad. Like, I would be so mad at you if you, oh, I guess you got time to do things that aren't push-ups. I'm like, get out of here.
It's good for me, though, and I like it.
I would, but yeah, you're like a military brat. You want to be yelled at. You want to be told what to do.
I think we all kind of like to be dominated.
Oh, that took a turn. Yeah. That took a turn I wasn't ready for.
Alex really is a peculiar like the things that he and I talk about off the air that I try to separate the line between the friendship and the radio show, but he's got his whole list of like this year my sexual resolutions, the things I haven't done that I want to be a part of. Much of them include like groups, daddy orgy, daddy hunt,
have goals.
Tie me up and float me down the daddy river. Bears on the river, cover me in honey and dip me in an ant pile of dude. I mean, like, he's just
not that intense. Definitely not that intense.
I remember the time I got dipped in.
Okay,
an ant
pile, but imagine being like plain Jane Vanilla all your life, and then like discovering that there's the grass is greener on the other
side. 20. It's supposed to happen that way. It's not supposed to be
I've been lonely for a long time. All right, I've seen a lot of adult videos, and it's that time. Like, one gets too imagining.
I've never thought I would say this. You don't want to grow up too quickly in the bedroom, or you're going to be that dude that's like four fists deep by the time you're like 22. I know that when you start like going with the experimental extremes that at a younger age, look at John. John probably does stuff that we didn't even want to know about. John's
he's
crossed that line.
Right now.
Like, hello from the other side. Like, I didn't even want to look at the other side because it'll.
No, hello from the outside.
You just made me curse on the air because of how despicable you are.
You caught yourself. But
you know what's funny is you didn't even curse. You just hit the dump, but you still went. Because
it was close enough for me to want to.
Right? You didn't even finish it.
So I guess what I'm saying is, you've got a long way. You've got a long way to go, baby. Don't grow up too fast.
I didn't even think about gay sex until I was 21.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry about that.
He is DJ with his marine. With the Marine with duct taped his hands, thrown in a lake, and
see, just listen to that voice. You know John has done some kinky stuff.
Yeah.
Just by hi, John. Hi, just you want to tie me up, throw me in that lake?
Dip me in honey.
There's the Marine.
John, what's the first crazy experimental thing you did in your life after 9/11?
Oh. After 9/11? After 2001.
After 2001. That summer of 2002,
hung
though.
By my wrists.
Pardon?
Me. Wow. Hung by my wrists behind me.
Was it good?
An A-frame.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That's enough of that. That's our outro music.
Boot camp.
No. As our outro music starts to play, DJ Leah isn't there. We haven't said hi to her in a while. How you doing,
hey,
DJ Leah?
Hey. She's my girlfriend.
She's amazing. She's the best person we've ever had, you know, to hand the show off to every week.
She also plays some good music.
She does play good music.
It's pretty groovy.
Stop hitting on my girlfriend, though.
Oh, Alex.
Stop.
Alex, I don't know what I think about you today. I'm gonna have to listen back to today's show. And
you're gonna love it.
Yes.
You're gonna be like, hey.
It's like The Revenant, you gotta watch it twice.
You're like Whitney Houston. And I'm Kevin Costner, and you're Whitney Houston in a poncho.
It's like it's like Dances with Wolves, only it's like your name is Dances with Daddy Dudes.
It was actually like having Whitney Houston on the show.
Pretty much, right? The bodyguard?
Yeah, circa 2013.
Yeah, 2013. Being Bobby Brown with me, right there.
This is one of those shows where I really look at it. I try to really justify like the credibility of this show from time to time, and sometimes it's just meant to be a good time. You know what? Don't put us in a box because we're gay, but you know what? Some stereotypes
are
true.
But John has been put in a box before.
Oh, that was 1989. I loved it.
That was a great year. I love that one.
87.
We listened to Cher's Turn Back Time album. Put me right in that box.
Then she called me on her cell phone.
Shut up.
A big old cell phone from the 80s.
Thank you, John. John, what do you have going on this week?
Everything. I'm in the kitchen.
I want to point out that...
We're in the kitchen. Quirchin.
I want to point out that John's shirt says, Dorothy in the streets, Blanche in the sheets.
As it should. Right?
Rob, Truth or Dare this Friday. Pepe.
Yeah.
Is it Truth or Dare or the dating game?
It's the dating game.
Tell me more.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to have... three very cute contestants all trying to win a date with a very sexy bachelor. All they do that by playing Truth or Dare.
I like it. It's
and
good.
It'll be,
can you
Friday
find
night
me a man?
At 11
p.m.
Sure.
Yes.
Lady Barry Matthews, I really love learning about emos today. Emos today.
I'm sitting next to one. So.
What do you have going on today? The rest of the week?
Today I'm going home. But next Monday I have my first crack at stand-up comedy, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's
also
next Monday?
I'm next excited. Monday
what
eight,
time?
8 o'clock.
Wait, where? Isn't that Latin night? Isn't Monday night Latin
not at
night?
It's Latin's 8 o'clock. Don't do anything at 8 o'clock. That's dinner time.
Right?
Put your poppers down and come to Pulse on Monday.
Especially if you're in the UK.
Yes.
Alex, what do you have going on this week, man?
I get my financial aid refund this week, so I'll be out on the town.
And I'm sure, like every 20-year-old, you're going to make a fiscally responsible decision, huh?
Nope. Let's give it to DJ Leo.
Rob knows exactly what happened before the show. That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. I'm excited for the Logo Over Your Junk contest. It ends at the end of February. Until next time, I wish you enough.
When in doubt, put a logo over your junk.
I'm Justice.
Dude,
and
Jesus.
I thought he was going to say, when in doubt, douche it out. I'm Justice, and I love you.
I'm doubting. I need a logo.
That would be good.
I'm doubting. I need a logo. Somebody give me a logo.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like a... an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlet Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
This is fabulous. I absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
Yay.
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching
you,
the funds
no.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
you know
Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
cannot,
such a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pigs. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess, warrior, Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Outlet
Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.